All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back. We're diving into something a little different today.
Yeah, this should be interesting.
Yeah, we had a listener write in and ask about
Evangelism.
how Christians can approach evangelism after, well, a presidential election. Can get
Oh, absolutely. Things can get heated.
exactly. So we're looking at this post from cfanpodcastchannel.com, Harnessing Election Outcomes for Evangelism.
The biblical approach.
Right, a biblical approach, got to add that in. I mean, some of the stuff in here, wow, like using any election result, win or lose, for God. And
Yeah, and all that about praying for leaders.
yeah, not just for them, but for the sake of society. Okay, let's just jump right in.
So, right off the bat, they talk about God's sovereignty.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Like they bring up Daniel 2.21.
God removes kings and sets up kings.
Right.
Wow. That's got to be comforting for some people, especially after a
Oh, especially when things don't go your way.
Right. It's like, how does that even work? You know, we're supposed to be involved, but then God's in control.
Yeah, it's like, where's the balance?
Exactly.
I think it's more about, we do what we can, but we also accept that ultimately it's in God's hands. So we don't fall into despair,
Right.
right?
Action and acceptance. Okay, I kind of get that. Now, they talked about prayer too.
Oh yeah, 1 Timothy 2.1 to 4, right there. Praying for those in authority.
Right, praying for the president. But they were saying it's not just about the leader themselves.
It's about peace in society. Like their decisions affecting everyone.
And a peaceful society is more open to the gospel, right? That's what they were saying.
Exactly. People are more receptive when they're not.
Stressed and anxious.
Exactly. But wouldn't some people say that's mixing religion and politics?
Oh, for sure. Some would say that's a bad thing.
It's tricky, right? But we're talking about praying for them, not like forcing beliefs.
Yeah, like seeking God's guidance for them. Okay, I see the distinction.
It's subtle but important.
It is. Which reminds me, they talked a lot about the Great Commission.
Oh yeah, Matthew 28. Go and make disciples.
And that doesn't depend on who's president, right? Like, that's always our mission.
Exactly, it's a constant.
Regardless of who won, lost, you know, the political climate. But how do we even do that? Share our faith when everything feels so divided.
That's the million-dollar question, right? It's easy to get caught up in the
The back and forth.
arguing, but we have to keep our eyes on the bigger picture.
Speaking of the bigger picture, there's that verse, 2 Corinthians 5:17.
The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Powerful stuff.
And they connected it to elections, like how everything feels new, different.
Yeah, and people might feel lost. And that's where the church comes in.
Offering hope, a
Renewal.
way to move forward.
Even when everything feels uncertain.
And that's where love comes in, right? They quoted John 13:34-35.
Love one another.
Yeah, like that's our defining characteristic,
Yeah.
especially now when there's so much division
It's what sets us apart.
and attracts people, right?
Absolutely. Actions speak louder than words.
But then there's Romans 10:12-15, you know?
How can they believe without hearing? And how can they hear without someone preaching?
Right. So how do we preach without, you know, being insensitive, especially after an election when everything's raw?
It's a tightrope walk, for sure.
It is.
We got to share our faith, but not force it.
So, like, listen more than we talk.
Yeah, build relationships, find those openings.
Because maybe, just maybe, people are actually more open after an election.
Think about it. They're searching for answers. They're looking for hope.
It's like a spiritual opportunity.
Exactly.
So no matter who won, no matter how we feel, we got it.
Evangelize.
It's our calling.
It is.
Wow. Okay, that was a lot. So here's something to think about. How would you approach evangelism differently if, you know, your candidate won versus if they lost? It's a tough question, but it's worth thinking about.
It is.
And if you want to dive deeper into all this, check out the show notes. We've got the link to the full article there.
Definitely worth a read.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.